John Elway's wide receiver targets during the 1980s and early 90s were fast, athletic, and extremely competitive. Johnson, Jackson, and Nateel gave opposing D-backs nightmares. Elway called them his three amigos. And who could forget the wideouts dressed in sombreros for publicity photos? Hello, everybody. How's it going today? This is Greg Stewart. Welcome to Sports and Commentary, a show that you helped to sponsor with those tax-deductible gifts to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. We're online for you anytime for more information, or if you'd like to give quickly, safely, and securely, you can do that at WWIB.com. Vance Johnson's football life took a dark turn when he became addicted to drugs and alcohol, and things weren't any better at home as the 10-year vet went through marriage after marriage after marriage. Eight in all. That's right, eight in all before he found a new and living relationship with Jesus Christ. 55-year-old Vance Johnson, three-time Super Bowl wide receiver, is back with me on Sports and Commentary. So, Vance, you wind up in a hospital bed, addicted to drugs and alcohol, completely strung out. Describe the lowest moments for you there, will you?
You know, ironically, when I was laying there in that hospital bed, in 28 days, I was in a coma. When I woke up from that coma, I remembered traveling, this is going to freak people out, traveling through the hospital almost in the spirit and seeing different areas of the hospital. And when I woke up, I would tell people that I saw the next floor upstairs, and they say, well, that's up there, but you weren't up there because you've been chained to the bed here for 28 days. When I start seeing these dark shadows walking into my bedroom after I came out of that coma, those weren't angels that I was looking at. Even after that 28 days and going home to my parents' house and them having grace on me because I was blaming everything on my father, I tried to stay sober by trying to go back to being what I was when I was a child and just working hard and focusing on my future again. It wasn't until just 4 months later that I started drinking alcohol and smoking weed again, and things spiraled. Well, one day I'm driving through a canyon there in the western slope of Colorado, and I'm screaming and crying out to God. I'm talking, screaming to the top of my lungs, begging for him to help me. And all of a sudden, I start speaking in tongues, and I realized that I needed to get away from my world. And so I took the advice of then my seventh ex-wife, who reached out to the NFL that said this guy's killing himself, and they paid for me to go to treatment out in Florida. But when I got to treatment, I got a Bible, I got on my knees, and I started to listen to what everyone had to say about this addiction. And then I started hearing my story from all these young men. And I started hearing what was going on in my life as a child. These underlying issues were real, and they affect people when they grow up. So then I started to read my Bible and see how there's a way that seems right to a man, Proverbs 14:12, that leads to death. And everything I start reading in the scriptures was everything that I started seeing these people talk about in AA. Now, I believe in AA, but there's only one God, and that's my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. It just took so much time for me to realize that my whole purpose, brother, in life was to be that woman at the well as the man at the well and be broken so Jesus Christ could give me the cup of living water. And once I started to drink it, there's nothing else I want. And I know that my whole purpose here is to do his will, and that's to travel around this country and offer hope to people who are suffering with addiction by leading them to treatment. And that's why I'm opening my own facility.
Good, good, good. So let's turn it back a page or two here. How or who introduced you to this personal relationship with Christ, to the Savior?
The introduction for a personal relationship with Christ with me was brokenness, complete brokenness, and not thinking in my own power, just like every other human being thinks, that we can get through some trauma or some type of ordeal by ourselves. In reading in the Bible and believing that when Jesus Christ said, you can do nothing apart from me, that means nothing. In reading other scriptures about the ways that seem right to a man, and reading other scriptures about we're called to walk like Jesus Christ, and reading other scriptures about how all these people struggled in the Bible and all they kept doing was crying out to God, and then really believing that when it says, you count it all joy when you go through trials and tribulations, that literally is what I need to expect in my life, that things are not going to be easy in life. And so I need to believe that scriptures where the Holy Spirit will guide me through this. So that when I go in the fire, I don't come out smelling like smoke.
Yes. The words of James in his book of the Bible, consider it all joy when you go through trials and difficulties, because they drive us to a personal relationship with Christ, a deeper, more intimate relationship with him. All right, Vance, you go out and speak all across the country about your faith and rescue from drug and alcohol addiction. You have a website, don't you?
I do. If everyone will go to vancecares.com, you'll get a chance to go on that website and see the different types of resources I have available for people that need treatment, especially in the Medicare, because Medicare is not a widely carried insurance around the country as far as these treatment facilities. I also have Vance Inspires because I travel around the country to schools speaking to kids because I want to teach them how they don't have to be in bondage to what they grow up in and around. And then I have a book called VanceUncovered.com. That's VanceUncovered.com to tell my whole story so people can see from my childhood to my adult how I had to find my way through to find Christ to get a way out of it. Or just go to my Facebook page, Vance Johnson Athlete. I'm transparent, and I'll communicate with people on there, and I'll get them the treatment that they need.
All right, terrific. Well, Vance cares because Jesus cares. It's been a wonderful conversation with him this week. Vance Johnson, one of the three amigo wide receivers with the Denver Broncos in the 80s and 90s, our guest here on Sports and Commentary. Thank you for taking the time. God bless you.
Thank you so much. I was so looking forward to getting on your show because I want to talk to our brothers and sisters out there who are struggling. Let them know there's a way out. And your show is going to lead them. Thank you, man.
Thank you.